This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for even radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab, strategies for living radio.
Oh, we need them. We need those strategies, don't we?
Oh, yes.
You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab? If you are, here we are.
Ready or not, here we are.
Well, there you go. Welcome, folks. Welcome into 1017 FM, 710 Keyola, and welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan, PLPC. Delighted that you are with us this evening. You know, last evening, the last couple of days, we've been talking about light and darkness. Yesterday, we talked about consciousness.
Yeah, we kind of related the light of ourselves to the consciousness.
Exactly. Right? And we mentioned a book, Power Versus Force, by Dr. David R. Hawkins, the late Dr. David R. Hawkins. And I was blessed enough to have interviewed Dr. Hawkins a couple of times, two or three times. And his first book was phenomenal. All of his books are great, but his first book is Power Versus Force. And how many books do you know? And I'm holding in my hand my original copy,
right?
Which was published by his own self-publishing company called Veritas Publishing. But how many books do you know that are endorsed by a saint?
I can't say that I know any, except apparently one.
Well, Mother Teresa, who at the time was still living.
Yeah.
And she said this about power versus force. She said, it's a beautiful gift of writing. You spread joy, love, and compassion through what you write. The fruit of these three is peace, as you know.
Now that's an endorsement.
And and that she is now Saint Mother Teresa, right? But also Sam Walton. Yeah, we all know Walmart. Who Sam, Mr. Sam was. He says, I especially appreciate the research and presentation on the attractor patterns of business. This book has a little bit of everything for a lot of different people.
It's a powerful one, I suppose.
It is, and I thought it would be worth examining a little bit more this evening.
Absolutely.
Here on Strategies. Power versus Force. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Bertita's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage. Back in a minute. A minute. We're talking power versus force. I'll try to get my power back. Here on Strategies. Stay with us.
New start. Lauren and David play their part, guiding you through healthy ways for brighter nights and sunny days. Strategies to live and sing, harmony and balance bring. Tune in for a happy cheer, healthy love throughout the year.
Just
every Monday gleaming
beginning
bright,
with a little cheer this delight, evening here on Strategies for Living on 101.7 FM, 710 KEO. And we're glad you're along with us. Hope you are, if you're not in the holiday spirit already, hope you're getting there.
It's time. You've got time to warm up.
Yeah.
Or cool down, I guess.
Yeah.
Ice up.
Well, we don't have that yet. Oh, let's hold off on that a little bit, okay. if we can.
I'll call that off.
Thank you for tuning in, folks, to Strategies for Living. Lauren and I have been talking the last couple of days about light and darkness. That discussion morphed into a discussion of consciousness. And the book Power versus Force by mm-hmm. Dr. David R. Hawkins came into our conversation yesterday.
Right.
And it's a very, very interesting. It's an older book, as I mentioned. how many books do you know of that are endorsed, have a cover endorsement by a saint? You know, at the time that the book was published. Let me see if I can see. I've got my original copy here, which is copyright 1995, special year for you, huh?
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. at that point, of course, Mother Teresa was very much alive and well, and there's her endorsement is, as I read earlier, it's on the cover, as is Sam Walton, and some people will remember Lee Iacocca, who saved, a car company and helped revitalize the car business in the United States. Anyway, all of them endorsed Power versus Force.
As well as Dr. David McNeil.
Most definitely. Dr. Hawkins was one of those life strategists, and I think I hosted him either two or three times. But he was so smart. He mm-hmm. was so very smart. Sometimes it was a bit intimidating mm-hmm. to talk to him, but he was very kind. He was very kind and he was very gentle. one of the things that struck me with Dr. Hawkins, and you can, you know, I hope that some people will listen to this and maybe check out the book Power versus Force.
I had a Christmas present.
Yeah, really. I hope that will happen. It is still a relevant book today.
As are all of his books.
But what he does is he explores the nature of power and force mm-hmm. in human interactions, in human behavior, and in human consciousness. And so, you know, he defines force as coercive, very negative energy that is often derived from fear, or from anger, or from manipulation. And force divides and it weakens, and over time leads to resistance and destruction. And, you know, he puts that up against power, i.e. the title Power Versus Force.
Right.
And talks about power being intrinsic positive energy that emanates from truth, love, and authenticity, and that power unites people, it lifts people up, it fosters growth and harmony, as opposed to forces dividing and weakening, which ultimately lead to resistance and to destruction.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love this differentiation, because I think many of us in our society, and kind of as we mentioned, and I'm sure we'll dive in deeper today into Hawkins' levels of consciousness, right? But I think the lower you are on those levels of consciousness, the murkier this might appear to see. But David Hawkins, the way he puts it out there so plainly, makes it a little more digestible.
Right.
So that, you know, because I think at a lower level of consciousness, we might see power as what Hawkins defines as force, technically, right?
Right. And we're going to talk a little bit in the next segment, especially about his, we introduced it yesterday, his map of consciousness, which even if you don't decide to buy the book, if you Google Hawkins' map of consciousness, or just simply map of consciousness, his map is going to come up. And all his map is a logarithmic scale. And don't let that term, you know, run you awake. All it means is he made it up. He made up a ranking from 0 to 1,000.
Right. Well, and the logarithmic part means that it's increasingly larger gaps as you go up higher.
Right.
Right.
Right. And so he attempts, and the theory here that he's putting forth is he's attempting to say that, okay, well, human consciousness is on a scale from lower levels to higher levels, and that at the lower levels, in other words, the levels of shame, the levels of guilt, the levels of fear, those are destructive, and they deplete life. And the higher levels, those would be love and joy and enlightenment, are constructive, and they're life building, they're life enhancing.
Yeah. I think another way to look at that is that on the lower levels, you're separate. You're separated. You view yourself as a very separate entity.
Right.
And the higher you go on the levels of consciousness, the larger, the more expansive your field becomes, right? And so you become more aware of your oneness with it all.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
So that's another way to look at that, I think.
Right. You become difference. The higher consciousness.
You become more integrated.
Yeah, you become more aware of the, I'm going to play with the word atonement a bit. You become more aware of your at-one-ment, because if you look at atonement,
it
breaks down to at-one-ment.
Right.
And that's a very interesting thing to think about. Mm-hmm. And we find ways to divide us one from another, whether it be our religion or whether it be our skin color.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Or our, whether it be,
our
would be
our
socioeconomic, you know, how many zeros are in our checkbook.
Where we are in the world, right?
And yet, you know, the higher we go, mm-hmm. We were mentioning Mother Teresa,
yeah.
Now Saint Mother Teresa. And it's interesting because it's interesting. Mother Teresa, of course, she was a very wealthy person. If you define wealth as the ability, I mean, she could jet all over the country wherever she needed to. To raise money and to support her charities and, you know, to help her people.
Right.
And yet she worked. Her work and her sisters were founded mm-hmm. in the most abject poverty-ridden situation in the world. Mm-hmm. And she herself, she was an attraction, if you were. If you will, she was an attractor. Mm. And so at a time when convents had people leaving right and left, Mother Teresa's convents were flourishing. Mm. They were more and more women were coming to be sisters.
Right.
And she was establishing more and more convents all over. Mm. But she was not a, because of that, in terms of the world, if you will, mm-hmm. She could pick up and travel anywhere that she wanted to, any time that she wanted to. And yet, she projected I'm a simple woman helping others. Walking the streets of Calcutta,
right,
picking up people out of the gutter,
She wasn't able to let her physical wealth, her monetary wealth, separate right. her from the rest of humanity.
Correct.
She used it actually as an integrative process.
Process. Well, and an integrative, if you will, power.
Yes.
She was exemplary of power mm-hmm. as opposed to force. And
I think we could all agree that she was a powerhouse of sorts.
Absolutely.
You know?
Dr. Hawkins says in Power Versus Force that there's a critical level in his map of consciousness.
Right.
And it's the level of courage. Mm-hmm. He sets that level at 200. And when we come back from this break, we're going to break open a bit the map of consciousness. But that critical level of courage, he said that's the dividing line. That's the dividing line between destructive and constructive energies. Anything below 200, below that level of courage, mm-hmm. and we'll come back and talk about what some of that is, all of that is destructive energy, potentially. Above 200, all of that potentially is constructive energy. Mm. So it's very, very interesting to, again, one of the things that we've talked about the last couple of days is the light coming into the world, the light shining within.
Right.
And so part of the
constructing work is constructing and expanding the light of consciousness.
Right. Yeah. And so part of our personal work is what is our personal level of consciousness? And how can each one of us go about doing what we're here to do, which is improve our own? I can't do you or Sam or Joe or Bill or anybody else.
No.
I can only do me. I can only increase my level of consciousness. Talking about power versus force this evening here on Strategies for a Living. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, Learning RX Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call Learning RX Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does Learning RX Shreveport.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in to Strategies for Living Radio here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We are we're talking about a very interesting book that many people probably have never heard of. Power versus Force. Very intriguing book. Very important book. Mm-hmm. And a book that is as relevant today as it was almost 30 years ago when it was first written. It was first written and self-published under the Veritas Publishing Company, which was Dr. David Hawkins' publishing company. Later picked up by major publisher Hay House and Dr. Hawkins' books. He wrote several books after Power versus Force, and they're all published. They republished Power versus Force because as a self-published book, it like sold a gazillion copies.
Sure.
Just by word of mouth and stuff. So it was an interesting thing. But Hay House picked it up and and published it.
I don't think there could be a more powerful message, than this one that he presents, because I think so many of us are afraid of power or shy away from our own power because we have confused it with what Hawkins calls force.
Force, yeah. And what he's really talking about here, Lauren, are universal truths. Mm-hmm. Truth itself and love and compassion. Those are all aligned with higher consciousness. And so with power. And he argues that aligning with these values promotes personal and collective well-being. And in a practical way, he explores how individuals themselves or even organizations and societies can thrive by operating from power,
right,
as opposed to operating from force. And again, we don't need to spend too much time on this, because you can see throughout history, today and back, who are the players that are you trying to use force?
Yeah, clearly.
And who are the players that are using real power.
Right.
And
because true power doesn't require force. I mean, true power, once you are in touch with your own inner power, I believe radiates. I mean, because it is it to be in touch with your light, the light of the consciousness that, right. that you are and we share.
And force is gonna obviously at times yield short-term results.
Sure.
But ultimately, it leads to conflict, it leads to exhaustion, it leads to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas power is rooted in integrity and higher consciousness, so it is a long-term success and fulfillment. So, I mean, you know, what's really happening in this book is an integration, if you will, of psychology and spirituality and even quantum physics, suggesting that, well, all life forms are connected
yes.
through this universal field of consciousness, if you will. And so, you know, that's
you know, that's why I really like
pretty neat
the idea of these levels of consciousness, because I don't like to think of it as a hierarchical level. I think of it more of a level as in, you know, when you're using a level, it's more of a balance point.
Right.
Right. And so it's just about where on the spectrum are you, you know, and it's about being aware of that.
Yeah.
And to realize that the whole scale itself is necessary and actually all part of the same whole, right?
Yeah. And so Dr. Hawkins wrote this mostly as a guide to help understand another way of understanding our behavior as human beings, our human behavior, and also to help us achieve growth, to mm-hmm. achieve personal growth and growth in our society and even societal harmony, if you will. And so what it really does is it challenges anybody who reads it. It challenges us to elevate their consciousness and act from a place of authentic power rather than coercion or fear.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into that. That opens up the different levels of consciousness. But Dr. Hawkins, I remember when he was on the program,
yeah.
when he was a life strategist, one of the things that he said, people will raise their levels of consciousness just by reading this book.
Sure.
And I truly, he didn't say that from an egotistical point of view.
No.
Are,
he said that from a powerful knowing place.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't come across as, hey, go out and buy this book. You'll be more powerful.
No, that's not where true power comes from.
No, he came across as being genuinely caring about people and society, and here's the way that we can, you know, here's the way that we can go about empowering
ourselves and therefore who we are as a totality,
right?
As humanity,
and so that's about increasing consciousness. So. The levels start, you know, down, way down at shame. And it's interesting because the value that he puts on shame, again, the scale is 0 to 1,000, right?
Right.
And he put a level of 20 on shame. And, you know, it's interesting because in the years in the counseling room.
Yes.
And I know that you have also encountered this in your time in now in the counseling room. Shame is the prime emotion in shame is humiliation. Mm-hmm. And the life view is misery. It's just it's one of miserable. So
life is miserable.
Yeah, and it's so hell. Shame, but you know, when you are stuck at that level, people here feel unworthy, and that leads to self-destructive behaviors. And we don't have to go into what those are. We all know, you know, that could be from harming yourself
to addictive behaviors
to suicide.
Right.
Yeah. Just a little further up is guilt, and that's a level of 30 on his logarithmic scale. The emotion here is blame. The life view is evil. And it's associated with self-punishment and with regret. Little further up at 50 is apathy. And this is despair. The main emotion is despair, and it's kind of a hopeless life view. So a lack of energy, a lack of willpower, and it often we see this in depression.
Yep.
Yeah. At 75 is grief, and that's an emotion of regret, a life view of tragic, and of course feelings of loss and sorrow dominate. And the level of 100 is fear. And so this is the level of anxiety. It's a frightening life view. And it's avoidant behavior and even paralyzing.
So as you're going through these, I can't help but hear people out there listening. Okay, well, I've experienced all of those emotions.
Right.
Right. And I think the idea of his levels of consciousness is that, yeah, we've all been there. Like we've all moved through all the levels of consciousness, and we move through varying levels of consciousness, I think, throughout the day, throughout our lives.
Right.
Right. And so just the very awareness of where you are can help you to just know that.
Well, and I'm glad you're mentioning that, because one of the intriguing things about power versus force is he presents a method that he uses kinesiology.
Right.
And he shows people in the book, he proposes that the human body itself will respond to truth and falsehood through muscle testing. And so strong responses will indicate alignment with truth, and weak responses will suggest falsehood. And this is the principle he uses to calibrate the levels of consciousness and discern universal truths. And the thing is, he doesn't go into this so much in power versus force, but over the course of his work, literally thousands of people, and you can get out on YouTube and see some of his work with groups of people.
He has great presentations.
Literally thousands of people joined him and tested out his idea of the body, using the body to respond to truth and falsehood. And it's fascinating, fascinating stuff. Talking about power versus force today here on Strategies for Living. We'll come back. Hope you will too. We've got more here on Strategies. Stay with us.
To your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here,
with a twist in the tail. Alligator, Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Cop on the sausage, bold and true. But Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. And Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and glad you're with us. We're talking about Dr. David Hawkins' wonderful book. You may or may not have heard of it. It's called Power Versus Force. It's been out for 30 years. You can still find copies. Every time that I've been recently in Barnes & Noble, there have been copies of Power Versus Force. So it is still very much out there and selling and available. It's out from Hay House now. Dr. Hawkins originally self-published it, and now it's published by Hay House. At the level of 150, again, on this 0 to 1,000 scale, right, it's an interesting place because it's a place of anger. Mm. And, you know, this place... At this place of anger, the main emotion, of course, is hate. The life view is antagonistic. And he says, you know, of course, anger can lead to conflict. However, you know, anger is on up the scale.
Right.
Okay. So anger can also be, he points out, a motivator for change.
Absolutely. Huge motivator for change.
That rings so true, mm-hmm. doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean, how many times do we get angry? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a saying in recovery, sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah, and that's anger.
And that's anger. Right. I'm so peeved at myself, mm-hmm. and I'm so ready
right.
for a change. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Yeah. And so that's a prime example of anger as a motivator.
Yeah, so up until this point on the scale, I'm also equating it with a level of energy, right? Because yeah. The levels shame, guilt, apathy, grief, fear, desire. Maybe desire has a little more leading up to anger, but those before are really locked down low energy too.
Right.
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 Well, not just locked down low energy, but if
but
there
also
is
energy
some,
drainers.
They're energy drainers and they're energy dissipators. Right. It's a form of, yes, I've got a limited capacity of energy, but in those life views, I'm spreading those out all over the place.
Right.
In places that are not empowering, right? I'm giving my power away,
right,
and my energy.
It's interesting because that level of 200, mm-hmm, and that's the level that Dr. Hawkins said, that's a critical level. That's a critical place. And he that's courage. Mm-hmm. 200 is courage. The main emotion there is affirmation. The life view is feasible. This is a turning point place. This is where people can begin to take responsibility and embrace growth. And, you know, again, I don't know what it is today. During Dr. Hawkins' time, what he would say is that, and why this is so critical to talk about and to educate ourselves about, is that at that point in time, and again, it's been several years since he's passed, so right, it's been many years ago that I had the opportunity to talk to him. But at that point, he would say that 80% of the world, mm-hmm, is below 200. That critical level of 200. Now, I'd like to believe we've made some
progress
and we've made some leaps. I truly think we have.
I think we have, because I think we are seeing a collective humanity consciousness raised.
Right.
I'm seeing that,
right,
in the world. Now, how much and how much that equates to people being the number and the percentage of people being at or above 200, I'm not sure.
Now let's go way on up. And again, I'm skipping because I want people, we don't have time to go through the entire level of consciousness scale, but we've gone through those critical lower places. Now we're moving up to the critical higher places. Mm-hmm. And so at 500, that's love. Mm-hmm. So levels above 500 represent advanced states of consciousness, right?
Right.
So what we're doing at that level is we're transcending our egos, mm-hmm, and we're aligning ourselves with universal truth.
Right.
So 500 is the level of love. Mm. So you get the emotion of reverence. You get unconditional love and compassion for all of life.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, of life, not just human life.
Right.
But all of life.
All life.
Yeah.
All consciousness.
540 is joy. Mm. And so this is the main emotion here is serenity. And the life view is a completeness. It's a state of profound inner peace and gratitude. And speaking of peace, that's the next level at 600. And so you get into the emotion of bliss and reflecting a transcendence and even a dissolving, mm, of the ego.
Right.
And last but not least, the levels between 700 and 1,000 are what he labels enlightenment. So, the emotion is ineffable, and the life view is.
Yeah, life is.
It is. So this is the pinnacle. It's the pinnacle of consciousness
that we're aware of.
That we're aware of, experienced by spiritual leaders like the Christ, mm-hmm, like Jesus, like the Buddha. This is a pinnacle of consciousness. And it's something that we can, you know, we can reach for.
Right.
It's attainable. And that's one of the things that I really, you know, again, like about power versus force. And especially if Dr. Hawkins is right, that just by reading the book, mm-hmm, you raise your level of consciousness. And I think that, I truly think that's true.
I believe that. Yeah, that
I
makes,
truly
it
think
makes
that's
sense.
True. Now, I don't know, you know, okay, you know, people
how
may
much?
Think, how much? I think that's to
varying degrees based on the person, based on your engagement.
Where are you starting, mm-hmm, from?
Right.
How much are you engaging
because
with the material?
I think it's,
yeah,
important to remember that it's logarithmic, right? Which means that on the lower end of the scale, the increments are closer together.
Right.
So it's the levels going from, you know, 100 to 200 are a little closer together,
right,
than when you go from 300 to 500.
That would imply to me there's a lot of work to do at the,
right,
lower levels.
Yeah.
That would imply to me that, okay, well, if I am at those lower levels, if I am experiencing anger or shame even, that I've got a lot of work to do.
Right.
But as I move up the scale, as I work and work and work, if I can get up to that
critical level mm-hmm. of courage at 200. Now I can really begin to make some progress.
Right.
And power versus force gives us actually some
a map of a compass
and a compass. And it's an incredible gift, if you will. Talking at this season of gift giving, I think Dr. Hawkins gave us an incredible gift with Power versus Force. You can find it wherever you buy books, and I hope you will. I wish we could talk today, Dr. David Hawkins again, but I think it's a very long-distance phone call now. We'll be back. There's more strategies to come. There. Yeah, exactly.
You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies for living.
Oh, we need them. Yes, we do. Welcome back in 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about power versus force this evening. How many books do you know of that are endorsed by a saint? Back when Dr. Hawkins, who obviously was alive when he wrote the book, Mother Teresa was also alive, and she had something to say on the back of this book and called it a beautiful gift of writing. And she says, you spread joy, love, and compassion through what you write. The fruit of these three is peace, as you know.
I'll tell you what's
incredible.
One of the most powerful things that you can get out of just, taking a dive into trying to understand or grapple with this.
Right.
And that is the perspective that you're able to then get and garner. Because I think of the levels not necessarily as a linear up-down. I think of them more as circular, like concentric circles.
Okay.
So that as you expand in your consciousness to higher levels, you're going out.
Right.
So on the outer levels, you can still see easily into the lower levels of consciousness. Right. And the perspective that gives you is incredible.
Yeah.
Because from that...
An incredible ability to transcend.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you looking for a book that will be intriguing for yourself or somebody else?
Well, Power Versus Force may be that maybe that book. You're welcome. Lauren, thank you. And folks, thank you for tuning in, being with us here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call and what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. I'll see you next time. We'll see you next time right here on Strategies for Living.